piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband Doug anywhere near the nannies. Just keep them away. That's a nasty one. That's nasty.
Trump calls his own joke nasty. In case you don't know, Kamala Harris's husband, Doug, during his previous marriage, slept with and impregnated their nanny because he's a bad person, because he's spiritually bad and evil.
Didn't he also slap his wife so hard it spun her around?
Well, now, hold on, Matt. That was an old girlfriend, but yes, that did happen.
Gotcha. Now, okay.
But let's be clear. He did that in public in front of other people. So we can only guess at what he does behind closed doors. Because, I mean, that's wild. To slap a woman, that's pretty crazy. To do it in public where everybody can see you, well, that's a whole nother level. That's not very second gentlemanly to me. Trump, of course, mocking himself a little bit. He's never one to shy away from a little mocking of himself. Let's go now to clip number 11.
Well, I'd better wrap up because Mayor Adams told me earlier that I needed to make this one very quick, especially the city has reserved this room for a large group of illegal aliens coming in from Texas. That's right. They've reserved many rooms, a lot of rooms, too many rooms.
Too many rooms. There's too many rooms. God, he really is funny. How can you not like this guy? Chuck, how can you not like Donald Trump? Can you imagine? Be thankful, everybody. On this Friday morning, I hope we're all thankful that we are truly the joy campaign. That you've got Kamala Harris, who for months has pushed the concept of joy, and we're the happiness campaign. Meanwhile, every behind the scenes story, and I have some new accounts today from what happened after her interview with Bret Baier. That's the same as Joe Biden, right? It's all joy and smiles until you slightly contradict them, until you moderately disagree with them, and then just instantly the facade falls and you can just screeching and barely contained rage. It's all fake. It's all fake. All the joy is fake. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, actually hilarious, and you can thank your lucky stars that you can appreciate it, because what a pathetic, boring life it would be if you're sitting there seething while Donald Trump is making some of the best jokes we've ever heard on a campaign trail or comedy special, for that matter. He goes so hard on something. I'm saving the best clip for last. Well, let's go to clip 13 now. This is Trump talking about Governor Walz.
I'd like to thank our MC this evening, Jim Gaffigan. Most recently, Jim has been playing Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live. And that'll be a very short gig, I hope, Jim. But it was fun while it lasted, wasn't it? Let's see how that lasts. It better be quick. We don't want him, and I'm not going to say anymore. But unfortunately, Governor Walz isn't here himself, but don't worry, he'll say that he was. He's going to say he was.
Finally, if you're watching Jim Gaffigan there on the TV, like, they're really trying hard not to laugh. But it's so funny. I mean, you got to laugh. I mean, that, again, who wrote his jokes? I really want to know. Who do y'all think it was? Shane Gillis? I think it was Theo Vaughn? You think he wrote these himself? I don't think he wrote these himself. Yeah, definitely not, the crew says. I mean, he definitely didn't write it, but what do you think, his speechwriter wrote it? Does he have somebody that funny writing his speeches? I'm amazed at how funny these jokes were. Because, like, typically in these things, it's like you cringe before they even start. You got a politician that's going to try to be funny, and you just go, okay, we're all going to smile and kind of laugh along, and they're going to say cheesy, inoffensive jokes that we're all going to pretend are funny. And it's just, any of the correspondence dinners and they're just blech, right? And then Trump gets up and just slays. And I don't know, folks. If you've never tried to write a joke, try to write one, and you'll get an appreciation of what we just heard. But man, a couple people from Fox. Greg Gutfeld, probably. I'd be surprised, because the Fox comedy shows are, well, they're not that funny. Let's just say that. They're not as funny as Trump was, but maybe they saved all their golden material for him. This is the joke of the night here, clip number 12. This is, again, just, I cannot get over the sophistication of this joke. This is the type of joke that a comedian would have to work out for like a month before finally getting the structure right. It is a real masterclass in joke writing. Clip number 12, here's Trump talking about white dudes for Kamala.
There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know it? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all, because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. Every one of those people is voting for me.
I'm telling you, you can watch Chuck Schumer just grimacing, you know, like a, not a, like a gargoyle, right? Like a, some sort of, look at the penguin from Batman. But really the most interesting person to watch is Jim Gaffigan. He's trying not to laugh in the beginning, and by the end, he's cracking up. And you can see in that one, yeah, again, he's a professional comedian. He has been for 40 years. And after that joke, you can see him go, damn. Like, you can see him nod and just go, that was a good one. I got to give him that one. Yeah, Trump wins people over if you just give him a chance. And hey, I'm not even mocking Jim Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan also did a great job last night. Let's go now to clip number 5. Here's Jim Gaffigan, who was the master of ceremonies last night at the Al Smith dinner.
You know, this event has been referred to as the Catholic Met Gala. 22% of Americans identify as Catholic. Catholics will be a key demographic in every battleground state. I'm sorry, why is Vice President Harris not here?
Because she hates Catholics.
I mean, consider
the abortion
this.
Thing.
This is a room full of Catholics and Jews in New York City. This is a layup for the Democratic nominee. I mean, in her defense, I mean, she did find time to appear on The View, Howard Stern, Colbert, and the longtime staple of campaigning, the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Well, Cole. Here's Jim Gaffigan losing all of his future work on Netflix.
The Democrats have been telling us Trump's re-election is a threat to democracy. In fact, they were so concerned of this threat, they staged a coup, ousted their democratically elected incumbent, and installed Kamala Harris. In other words, all her dreams have come true. Really? It really makes you consider the power of prayer, right, Cardinal? Sometimes prayers take 3.5 years and a George Clooney op-ed.
Yeah. I think the term is boom, roasted. We'll be right back.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with 5 other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.